Ministry in the church can be life-giving and life-changing. And in the midst of it, we all need faithful companions along the road. Welcome to Along the Road, a podcast on faith and leadership for ministry leaders of the PCUSA.
So, you're a church leader serving as a ruling elder or a deacon, but you also have almost a dozen other roles: child, parent, sibling, spouse, engineer, custodian, teacher, coach, Rotarian, dog walker, fill in the blank. Come join us in the midst of your day, wherever you are, to be inspired in your role in the church. Become nourished and renew your call. Formation as a leader doesn't happen all at once. So let's walk along this road together. I'm Martha Miller, and I'm excited to travel on this journey with you. On this first episode, I invite you to reflect on call. Not a call like you receive on your cell phone, but on the bigger call. That which we receive from God that leads us to particular action or service. Unfortunately, sometimes the only times that we hear about call is related to professional church ministry. The term call is commonly used for those seeking positions as ministers and other church staff, those for whom church ministry is their profession. It's really too bad that this has become a norm, because while God does call particular people to particular service and positions within church ministries, God calls all of us. God calls all of us to a variety of service within the world and the church. In the recent resource, Coming Alive in Christ, Training for PCUSA Ruling Elders and Deacons Based on the Constitutional Questions, Lee Hinson Hasty explained vocation and call this way. God's call begins as we are called into life as infants. In the Christian community, our first call is publicly recognized in baptism. Through the Presbyterian practice of infant baptism, the Christian community vows to nurture each child's call, including their faith in Jesus Christ. God's call isn't something lived out in solidarity. Christians live out their call in discipleship wherever they find themselves, at work and at play, in word, in thought, and in deed. So where do we hear God's call? God's call is to be experienced through life and worship in the community of faith. Our call is by God through our community and into community. As those who serve as ruling elders and deacons, this call is connected to service in a particular role within the church. Important ministries that serve vital roles with Christ's people. A few weeks ago, I received an email from a Presbyterian member who was asking for my help in becoming a ruling elder within her congregation. She indicated that becoming a ruling elder was something she would like to pursue and wondered about the process. She'd been looking through the PCUSA website for the steps. As I sought to respond to the message, I began to reflect on call in a new way. How easy it would be if there was a list of instructions on a website. Can you imagine? Google, is that you, God? And the top result is a link to godiscalling.com. There you find a list of personalized ways that confirm whether what you hear is actually coming from God and lets you know exactly how that call will play out. Wow, wouldn't that be nice? How you are to serve is written out, and all you have to do is follow the list. If only it was that easy. Instead, we rely on prayer and discernment. Discernment of call is a theological, spiritual, and personal process. But in Reformed Christianity, it's also communal. As we listen for how God calls us, we pay attention to signs and that still, small voice or nudge towards service and action. But it isn't just about us as individuals. The community is also a part of that call. The community is also discerning and listening for the signs of leaders developed in its midst. So, while the PCUSA Book of Order, our constitution, provides us some guidelines about nomination and election to service as ruling elders and deacons, The discernment that happens as a part of that process is the foundation, the internal and external call of God to service within the church. Our call is by God through our community and into community. But election and even service in these roles is not the end. In some ways, it's actually the beginning. We continue to be formed and grow as leaders and through our call. I'm looking forward to exploring this with you in future episodes. We hope that you've been nourished through this episode of Along the Road. You are invited to visit the website for PCUSA Leader Formation for additional nourishment for ruling elders and deacons, www.pcusa.org/leader-formation.
This has been the Along the Road podcast. We look forward to crossing paths with you again soon.